USA Radio News.
The CDC gives schools a pathway to reopen, but there are questions about just how many schools would reopen under the guidelines. The CDC yesterday unveiling a color-coded chart districts can use when deciding when or how much to reopen. New York Medical College professor Dr. Bob Lahita tells CBS News he supports the new guidelines.
This is a very good guide. I think at least it's some sort of a guide.
CNN, though, reporting that 99% of children currently live in the chart's red zones, meaning areas where COVID transmissions are highest. The CDC recommends schools in those zones remain closed or offer hybrid learning. CNN also says less than 100,000 children in the U.S. live in blue zones where transmission rates are lowest and schools could fully reopen. New York's governor could face repercussions for underreporting nursing home deaths by 50%. State senators meeting Friday to discuss removing Governor Andrew Cuomo's emergency powers. One source tells Politico it's almost a slam dunk the governor will lose the powers he has had for almost a year. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former President Trump's impeachment trial could come to a vote today. The Senate meeting to call witnesses and hear closing arguments. It doesn't look like Trump will be convicted. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz telling Fox News this week while he'll vote to acquit.
The House managers, they have not proven their case. To prove their case, they have to demonstrate that President Trump committed a high crime or misdemeanor. That's the constitutional standard. And what they've attempted, what they've alleged in the articles of impeachment is incitement. In 2 days and 16 hours of presenting their case, they haven't come remotely close to demonstrating that President Trump's conduct violated the law, that it constituted incitement.
Defense lawyers yesterday calling Trump the victim of a political witch hunt fueled by the Democrats' hatred of him. A moment of unity after Friday's impeachment process. Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman awarded the Congressional Gold Medal for leading protesters away from the Senate chambers the day of the riot last month. Goodman honored by the Senate with a standing ovation. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Catholic schools remain open with virtually no coronavirus problems. Lance Pry has more.
As politicians and teachers unions continue to put the kids' interests last, many Americans are making the jump to Catholic schools. The reason is simple. Catholic schools are open for in-class learning, and public schools, for the most part, are not. Tom Carroll, the school superintendent for the Boston Archdiocese, tells Fox News there's no reason to keep public schools closed.
Well, the real fact is they can open, and we've proven they can. So we have 35,000 people in our schools across 100 schools, and we have virtually no cases. And currently we have no spread within the schools.
Mr. Carroll goes on to say the science is clear that there is no substitute for in-person learning, especially for poor and minority children, most in danger of falling behind. The National Catholic Education Association reports it has a total enrollment of 1.6 million students across America. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Archaeologists say a world-famous ancient historical site may have been moved there from a previous location. USA's Wendy King has details on the mystery.
British researchers say they have evidence that the famous Stonehenge may have first stood in Wales before moving to its present location, which is 140 miles away. The research team said they've identified the original circle near the megalith quarries where the stones were made. They say the stones were moved to the present location due to migration. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.